Okay, Abba Yisai, we continue now with Simon Tofresh Chav Tes. We're going to be learning a little bit of the halachas of the schach. Very, very important halachas. What is the kosher schach, Abba Yisai? What defines the kosher schach and what defines the not kosher schach? And we will be seeing what materials can be used and what materials cannot be used. We will lead afterwards to Seif, there will be Seif Aleph, Seif Bey, Seif Gimel, Seif Dalet, Seif Vov, which I suppose we're going to be covering tomorrow, is going to be about the gzeira of Machzeles, Shalkonim, which is a fascinating gzeira, and then we're going to be learning a lot about other items which may or may not qualify, other gzeiras as well. That's Siman Tov Resh Chav Tes. Tov Resh Chav Tes is going to lead to Tov Resh Lamed, which is the halachas of the Tfanes. Okay, let us see. Tov Resh Mesachim Boim Tzorech Shir Tzomeach Min Oretz. So, Shulchan Aruch, Siv Aleph tells us, Tov Resh Chav Tes, page Peches, that the condition number one is Tzorech Shir Tzomeach Min Oretz. It must be something that grew from the ground. So, condition number one, and all three conditions must apply. Condition number one is it must have grown from the ground. Vetolush. Condition number two is that it must have grown from the ground, but now it must be disconnected. Something which grew, but doesn't grow anymore. It's now disconnected. So it's Tzomeach Min Oretz. Tolush, number two. Ve'einu Mekavel Tumah. The third one is not a practical, but a halachic condition, which is that it's something which is not Mekabel Tumah, which that itself needs to be learned and understood and identified. But condition number three is that it's not Mekabel Tumah, something which is not that it's Tomei, not that. It's not that it's Tomei or not Tomei. It's something which can, in principle, mean Mekabel Tumah. So if it's something which is Mekabel Tumah, it's no good. You've got to have something which is not Mekabel Tumah. That's the third condition. Avol, but, Tovo Sheinet Tzemech Min Oretz, something which doesn't grow from the ground. Af Al Pi Shegidule Min Oretz, although it something which growth in has growth from the ground, but it's not mekabel tumah. Such as an oyrei shel behemah, what a fascinating example. He says oyrei shel behemah is something which doesn't qualify as growing from the ground. What's oyrei? Leather, hide, leather from animals, skin from animals is not kosher. Shalei nevdu she'enu mekabelim tumah. It's not mekabel tumah. Or mitnei matches. You know what's also no good? Said Shulchan Aruch matches. Metal is also no good. Ein mesachim ben. You cannot be mesachich with that. V'chein similarly ein mesachichin be'ofo. Earth also doesn't qualify. Earth also, you'd have said perhaps it grows from the ground. Perhaps. Does it grow from the ground? Don't know. Comes from the ground. Doesn't really grow from the ground. What? It is the ground, yeah. So if you want to spread some mud on the schach, that's not a great idea. It's not going to qualify as a great schach. Shulchan Aruch says, Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Aleph, Tzorech Shiyah. How do we know all these conditions? Mishnah Berurah says, the Pasuk tells us, Dekseiv Chag HaSukkos Taseh, you should make a Chag HaSukkos Be'ospechom, when you gather, Megon Cho Mi'ikvech, Ovedashinah, what does this mean? The drosh of the Gemara is, Shiyasi HaSukkos, you should make the Sukkah, in other words, the Schach, Mema, from what you me'aseif, from something you gather, Mipsoiles, Goyrein, from the leftovers of the Goyrein, V'yekev, so these are all Kashin, Ashkoilois, Tirikonin. These are all items which grew from the ground, and they're now being collected, meaning it is gathered items which are not disconnected, which grew from the ground. Something which grew from the ground. Which is now disconnected. That's where we're learning from. What is turf?
It's grass, but with the mud, so you roll it out.
Oh, I see.
It's got the grass.
Interesting. I don't know. I'd imagine that it's that since you are covering the I mean, oh wow, that's a good one. Yeah, I didn't think of that, but that's correct. It's true. It's not attached from the ground. It's with the ground. Yeah, very good. I didn't think of that, but that's absolutely correct. Yeah, yeah. It's not. It's not detached from the ground.
But the thing is, though, it didn't cover. It's like hydroponic vegetables. You don't know, it didn't cover.
We're going to talk about vegetables.
It's been tolerant from the
ground. No, because he's right. Because it's not. You're not disconnected from the ground. You're taking some ground along.
No, but it's been disconnected from the ground, isn't it?
Yeah, no, I understand your tzad. Rabbi says, Sifkot and Dalet Mishnah Berurah tells us about the metals. Kigon chatichos matcha shalinasu behem shum kelim. Shadayim en mekabelim tumah. Where does metal come from?
Mine, So where does that come from? You could argue that it comes from the ground. So you could argue it comes from the ground. Yet it's not good. Tzemeach. It's not tzemeach, yeah. So that's really what he says. That you could have argued perhaps it comes from the ground, but it certainly doesn't qualify as a schach. It's like earth, it's like mud, it's something which grows in the ground, or comes from the ground, sourced in the ground. It's no good, because Mishnah Berurah says, something which grows. That's the key word. It's got to grow from the ground. Not karka itself. Pardon? I don't know what it is. Our coral? Yeah, I suppose that's... I don't see why not. Yeah. It's still... I wonder, because it is ground. It is ground. It is the ground. It's just the ground further down. But it is... Not sure. Sounds interesting. The poskim discussed... Interesting. Discussed glass. Where does glass come from? Yeah, so could you argue also that it's perhaps okay? But here again, it's not tzemeach, it doesn't grow. But the poskim do mention it, that you certainly can't make schach out of glass. Now, further examples brought down, which some of them are, what are the examples of page 176 on top? Now, similarly, anything which is mekabel tumah, also excluded. What are the things which are mekabel tumah, which are therefore excluded, and they are invalid schach, such as, which are wood spears, a spear, yeah? Shpud. Yeah? Ve'aruchois hamito, and some of the poles which were connected to the bed. Ve'chol kelim, in any keli, en mesachim, you cannot use as a schach, ve'afilim nishpu, even if they are broken now, shal nishpu'im shir kabbalas tumut, shenam kabbal tumut. So, what this is telling us over here is as follows. That we learned that something which is not kabbal tumut, something which is not kabbal tumut is no good. So these are examples now. Ruchos Hamito, Vechel Kelim, something which was at one point, Mekabel Tumah. It's not Mekabel Tumah anymore. That's also not a kosher schach. Let's see how the Mishnah puts this. Sivkotten Hay, Shpudin, Shel Matches. Yeah, when it comes about spear, we obviously got to ask what, Shel Matches made out of metal, aber Shel Eitz and Mekabel Tumah from the Rabbonon. Koin Schitzim Zchorim, we're going to stand Siv Gimel. So we're obviously talking about a wooden Shpud, a wooden spear. Because if it's metal, it's anyway not. It goes without saying that it's not kosher. Siv Gimel talks about the following case. It's a continuation. Sichacha bechitzim. What's a chetz? Arrow. Now she'enu im beis kibul kshera v'shiyesh bo im beis kibul psula. Now this is an interesting case. What is a chetz which has a beis kibul and what is a chetz which doesn't have a beis kibul? So exactly how it was created and how it looked, I do not know. But I do understand was the beis kibul means there was some sort of holding area. It would hold something. And what it would be holding was to make the chetz even more efficient. How do you make an arrow even more efficient? No, the base kibble, no. No, the base kibble is something which holds, the poison can explain, it's holding the poison. You want to make the arrow very, very effective, so what do? You add poison to it. Yeah? So the base kibble is the base kibble which holds the poison. Now that obviously makes into a keli. And we learned previously that if the item is a keli, then you're going to have a problem about Kabbalah's Tumah. So what we're learning over here is that, again, Tzichu b'chitzim she'en bo'en beis kibul, if it doesn't have a beis kibul, it's not a keli. Kosher, it's kosher. However, if she'esh bo'en beis kibul, if it has an holding area where the poison is being kept, so then it's possible because then it is a keli and it's Kabbalah's Tumah. Yeah. So what the key point over here is, I'm going to emphasize it because Mishnah Berurah makes a great emphasis of that. And Sivkot and Ches, Shel Nishabim Shir, Kevin, Shepam Achas, since at one point, since this was something which at one point was Mekabel Tumah, it was Mekabel Tumah at one point. Gozimim Chachomim, Chachomim were in the Gzeira, Shel Nishabim, the Oilam, you can never, ever make a Schach out of this. So you have something now which is not Mekabel Tumah. You argued think about his arrow. You've got these wooden arrows, loads of wooden arrows. Does it grow from the ground? An arrow, wooden arrow. Did it grow from the ground?
No,
it did. Wood. Yeah, wood. It grew from the ground. Is it disconnected? It is disconnected. Now, so far, it sounds like you can use it as a schach. Take arrows, spread them out. You'll be the talk of town. Great stuff. You can just spread out the arrows. Now, the problem is as follows: is it mekabel tumah now? If it doesn't have a base kabel, is it mekabel tumah? Is he a keli now? The answer is no. It is not mekabel tumah. It's not mekabel tumah. But was he once mekabel tumah? The answer is yes. It was at one point mekabel tumah when there was a poison holding element in it. It was mekabel tumah at one point. This doesn't exist now anymore. It's used up. It's not anymore. But it was at one point mekabel tumah. Now it's not mekabel tumah. It was at one point mekabel tumah. So now, would you say that it's a problem to use as a schach? It's not a problem as a schach. Condition number one: it grew from the ground. Great. It's disconnected. Great. Is it mekabel tumah? It's not mekabel tumah. It's not mekabel tumah anymore. So you could argue these arrows are great to be spread on the great schach. But what Shulchan Aruch is teaching us now over here is that no, it's not true. Because at one point it was mekabel tumah. It's really important. Because at one point it was mekabel tumah. So Chum made a gzeira that since at one point historically it's on mekabel tumah, you may not use it anymore as schach. This is relevant, Rabbi Yisai. It's relevant because at points, at times, you could have poles, pillars, and what?
Something that comes from a king.
Yeah.
So even if it's cut out,
it was a part.
Yeah. So that's a good question. Really good question. So I know there's questions at times if you want to use. You have a chair, a table that break. That imagine you've got a table that broke down into pieces. Yeah. A table that broke down. A wooden table, yeah, and it's broken now. You want to use now some of its pieces, some of its elements. You want to use that as a schach. So let's think about it. Did it grow from the ground? Wood. Yeah, it did. Is it disconnected? Very much so. Is it mekabel tumah now? It's not really mekabel tumah now. It's not mekabel tumah. It's broken. But was it once more mekabel tumah? The answer is yes. It was once mekabel tumah. It was a keli once. It was a keli. It was a table. It was a keli. So therefore, now we're learning, Shulchan Aruch is teaching us, that something which was once a keli, was once a mekabel tumah, becomes posel schach. Despite the fact that now it's fine. Yeah.
Where are you seeing this?
Are the pshutei kli eitz mekabel tumah? Yeah.
So what I'm trying to understand is a table leg doesn't have place.
Right.
I mean, you could make it in such a way that it
doesn't. So what are you asking?
It's still part of a table.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
So because it's part of a table.
Because it was. You could argue that it was part of a keli.
You mean, should they be, it just means it's not a keli in and of itself.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, Seif Dalet continues with the following items. Sicha bepishton. What's pishton? Flax. What's flax made out of?
Plant.
It's a plant. Actually, in honor of this shiur, I looked up exactly how flax looks like. Do you know the flax flowers? Looks very. I looked up, I don't know where exactly it grows. What does it grow? I wonder where it grows. Actually, no, it grows flax flowers, but they it's proper plants, flowers. Now, so can you take flax and put it on? Imagine that. Take flax and put it on the sukkah. Great schach. Think about it. Is it grows on the ground? It does. Disconnected? Yeah. Kabel tumah. Great stuff. So flax. Use flax as schach. So. Shulchan Aruch says as follows. It's not so pashut. If it was combed already, which means that's what you normally do with flax, you comb it and you make it into more presentable, usable flax, then Before you processed it, then it's etzba alma. It's as if it's wood. It's just an outgrowth from a plant. Then it is kosher. You can use flax, unprocessed flax. You just take those flowers, you cut them. You've got this flax growing there. You take that, you put them on this. On the sukkah, you've got a kosher schach, that's great. But if you take this flax now, you process it by combing it and processing it and making to the flax that we know that normally goes into garments and clothing, now it's being processed. This flax now, processed flax, is basically linen. It's basically already a garment. That's mekabel tuma. It's something which is already processed. It's mekabel tuma. It's like a kli, and that cannot be used as chach anymore. So that's a distinction over here. Mishnebura says, and seif cotton dalet. Sifkotn yud beis psula medrabanon. This is medrabanon. It's possible. Why? Mipnei she'en tzuros ha'medusolov mechze kilo enu megidu lekake. It doesn't look like it's megidu lekake anymore. It's a garment. It's material. It's not. It doesn't look like flax anymore, an outgrowth from the ground. It's not flour. It looks like a garment, a material. It cannot be used as schach. Since you can put this processed flax, you can put this into pillows and as a material, so it's mekabel tuma. It's mekabel tuma, and you cannot be mesachich with it. Okay, Rabbi, to summarize what we learned this evening, we covered lots of important points this evening. So we learned that the definition of schach is condition number one, growing from the ground. Condition number two, disconnected. Condition number three, something which is not mekabel tuma. We learned various examples of items which don't qualify, such as leather, such as earth, such as metal. All these obviously don't qualify. Anything which is not, which is mekabel tuma, such as wooden arrows, would disqualify because it's mekabel tuma. Interestingly, we spoke about arrows, and arrows which have a kli, or had a kli at one point, also disqualified, they're not kosher schach. We even learned something which at one point was mekabel tum, and is not mekabel tum anymore, is osam drabonon, and is disqualified from schach. Furthermore, we learned, and as a final point this evening, we learned that pisht on flax, it depends if it's been processed or not. Flax, which has not been processed, like eitz pe'alma, it's like wood, it's something which you grew, took from the ground. You put it as chach, that's great, that's kosher. However, if it's been processed already, it's closer to a garment, it's mekabel tum, and it would be disqualified from chach. Having said this, I wish you a great evening.